Hi there. The word for you today is start thinking creatively. In Romans 4 verse 17, the Bible says God calls things that are not as though they were. Think about that. God sees things others don't, and he talks about them as though they were already established facts. God calls things that are not, wrote Paul, as though they were. And since you are made in God's image, you need to do the same. In other words, start thinking creatively. Film director Frank Capra said, and I quote, "A hunch is just creativity trying to tell you something." So, if you're part of a church or a business that continually throws up obstacles to productivity, forms barriers to originality, and puts the brakes on momentum, it's time to speak up. And if nobody will listen, it's time for you to pray and ask God, am I in the right place, with the right people, doing the right thing? You see, an environment doesn't just happen. It's created by the people who live and work in it. People, systems, and policies either stoke the fire of creativity or they put it out. Alexander the Great once visited the famed teacher Diogenes and asked him whether he could do anything for him. Diogenes replied, "Only stand out of my light." One of the best things you can do for a creative person is not to get in their way. Michelangelo, Rembrandt, and Leonardo da Vinci all used the best equipment and went to extraordinary lengths to find the finest materials for their paints, brushes, and canvas. And you know what? If they were alive today, they'd be no different. Now, don't expect things to change easily. Insecure people tend to penalize honesty and feel threatened by creativity, especially when it suggests that there's a better way of doing things than the way they do them. But you owe it to God, to yourself, and to the people you work with to give it your best shot. Okay? So the word for you today is start thinking creatively.